Welcome to the New Heights Show on Education. I'm Pamela Clark, founder and director of the New Heights Educational Group, and I'm here with David Smith, the founder of Silicon Valley High School, who has helped us get these podcasts produced and delivered to you.
Yes, Pamela, when we saw the great things that you and your army of volunteers were achieving at New Heights, we wanted to get involved. We're happy to work with you to leverage the internet and make quality education accessible and affordable to everyone, everywhere.
Thank you, David. We appreciate Silicon Valley High School helping us to get these podcasts out to the hundreds of thousands of listeners from all over the world. So I hope you enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to this week's show. My name is Taiba Tolanio and I'm the radio host and host assistant for the New Heights Show on Education and the New Heights Educational Group. As usual, I would like to remind everybody that this show is pre-recorded on Fridays and focuses on youth and issues that might be affecting them. Today, I will look at inequality, which is a major obstacle to sustainable economic growth. Unlike poverty, which is a characteristic that can be defined at the individual level, inequality is a relational concept that refers to differences between individuals or groups and cover various dimensions. Some of these dimensions include economic inequality, which mainly refers to differences in economic outcome, such as in income, consumption, or wealth. Social inequality, which refers to differences in social outcomes, such as in education or employment, or to differences in social status or position. Social and economic inequality are strongly connected. The concept of political inequality refers to unequal influence over decisions made by political bodies and the unequal outcomes of those decisions. It is closely related to differences in the distribution of political resources, which can lead to the exclusion of a particular group from participating in political processes. Environmental inequality, on the other hand, is often used to indicate an unequal distribution of environmental risk and hazard, that is, air or water pollution, and unequitable access to natural resources and other ecosystem services such as land, parks, and fresh water between different social groups. Environmental inequality is also closely connected to social and economic inequality. Now, I would like to talk about wage inequality. Over the last 30 years, wage inequality in the United States has increased substantially, with the overall level of inequality now approaching the extreme level that prevailed prior to the Great Depression. Social inequality, like I've said before, refers to relational processes in society that have the effect of limiting or harming a group's social status, social class, and social circle. Areas of social inequality include access to voting rights, freedom of speech and assembly, the extent of property rights and access to education, healthcare, quality housing, traveling, transportation, vacationing, and other social goods and services. Apart from that, social inequality can also be seen in the quality of family and neighborhood life, occupation, job satisfaction, and access to credit. If this economic division hardens, they can lead to social inequality. The reasons for social inequality can vary, but are often broad and far-reaching. Social inequality can emerge through a society's understanding of appropriate gender roles or through the prevalence of social stereotyping. Social inequality can also be established through this discriminatory legislation. Social inequalities exist between ethnic or religious groups, classes, and countries, thereby making the concept of social inequality a global phenomenon. Social inequality is different from economic inequality, but the two are closely linked. Social inequality refers to these disparities in the distribution of economic assets and income, as well as between the overall quality and luxury of each person's existence within a society, while economic inequality is caused by the unequal accumulation of wealth. Social inequality exists because the lack of wealth in certain areas prohibits these people from obtaining the same housing, health care, as the wealthy in societies where access to these social goods depend on wealth.
Right now, you might be struggling through your classes or even failing them. You might be worried that you may not finish high school. There might have even been a thought that you may not be smart enough. Well, the New Heights Educational Group begs to differ. We not only think you are smart enough, but with our help, you will complete your high school diploma. The New Heights Educational Group strives to improve your academic success through its tutoring services. To learn more, please visit newheightseducation.org and contact us. New Heights Educational Group, educational resources to help reach your goals.
Welcome back. My name is Taibat, and this is the New Heights Show on Education. I've been talking about inequality, what it really means, as well as the different types of inequality being experienced in the society today. I've talked about the wages inequality, and I'm still talking about the social inequality that is being experienced by people in the society. Social inequality is linked to racial inequality, gender, and wealth inequality. The way people behave socially through racist or sexist practices and other forms of discrimination tends to bring down and affect the opportunities and wealthy individuals can generate for themselves. Education inequality. In healthy communities, everyone has opportunities to thrive. This means everyone have access to quality school, good paying jobs, healthy food, quality health care, affordable housing, and safe neighborhoods. However, in some communities, not everyone has access to these opportunities. According to Human Rights Watch, educating children around the world abruptly ended in the year 2020 by April. An unprecedented 1.4 billion students were shut out of their pre-primary, primary, and secondary schools in more than 190 countries in an effort to slow down the spread of the coronavirus. As the pandemic persisted, schools in some countries or some jurisdictions reopened for in-person teaching or opened for some students, while elsewhere, schools have remained closed since then, with learning to greater or lesser extent taking place online or otherwise remotely. About 5% of high school students drop out of high school each year in the United States, according to the National Center for Education Statistics. A high school dropout is likely to earn between $200,000 less over his lifetime when compared to a high school graduate, which can have a significant impact on a young person's life. But do we know that it's no longer just the troubled things that are dropping out of school? Some teens feel so much pressure to get into a good college that they are burning themselves out before they graduate from high school. Only college graduates have experienced growth in median weekly earnings since 1979. High school dropouts have, by contrast, seen their real median weekly earnings decline by about 22%. In some places, there have been waves of schools opening only to close again. An estimated 90% of the world's school-aged children have had their education disrupted by the pandemic in 2020. Now let's talk about causes of inequality. Discrimination is a root cause of poor educational outcome because it can lead to unfair treatment and unequal access to educational services. Discrimination is not always conscious, intentional, or personal, yet it has become part of institutional policies and practices over time. Discrimination may be related to things like class, race, ethnicity, immigration status, gender, sexual orientation. Institutions and organizations like businesses, government agencies, and schools also influence access to educational opportunities through their practices and policies. They are important to consider when thinking about the root causes for this. Technology. We should understand that the technology has altered the nature of work. The digital revolution creates enormous wealth for those with the skills and preparation to take advantage, but it eliminates what economics refers to as middle skills job. Computer software and industrial machines now fill roles from clerical tasks to routine manufacturing that once produced middle-class incomes for workers without college degrees. Globalization is also one of the causes of inequality. Competition from rising economies like China's, combined with reduced trade barriers, have further reduced prospects for people, workers in America and around the world without advanced skills. This has produced devastating consequences for workers in sectors such as textiles, furniture, and leather goods. Also, the rise of breakthrough firms such as Apple and Amazon has attracted revenue across the world on a scale far larger than in previous generations. This produces immense, jackpots for those companies and their executives who lead them, turning the pay gap between top executives and the workers they employ into a nightmare. This, on the other hand, has also widened the gap between the metropolises those firms call home and less populous small towns and rural areas. What are some of the effects of this inequality? Effect of inequality on education has led to truancy in some cases, which has been clearly identified as one of the early warning signs that youth are heading for potential delinquent activities, social isolation, and/or educational failure. It has also led to homelessness because when parents are not able to earn more, they experience wages inequality, then being able to get a perfect housing scheme for their kids, for their children, and for themselves become a problem, which will definitely lead to homelessness.
This podcast is brought to you by Silicon Valley High School, the world's fastest growing, video-based, self-paced, teacher-supported, fully accredited online school that's recommended by more than 96% of students. Take individual courses at just $95 each or earn your high school diploma at any age. Check us out at svhs.co.
Thank you and welcome back to the New Heights Show on Education. My name is Taibat Olaniyo, and so far we've been talking about inequality in the society as it borders on education, income, and some of the causes and the effects it has on individuals and on the society. Now, I just want to go over some solutions that can be preferred to this problem. One of the solutions is raising wages and returns. Government can make employment more profitable for low-income workers. A higher minimum wage is just one way and a limited one. Alternatively, there is the need to increase the earned income tax credit and subsidizing child care services so that more low-income parents can work. Easing occupational licensing requirements would smooth the path to more people taking up higher paying lines of work and loosening prohibitions against work that would boost income for millions of people. Then there is a need for parents to stay involved in their teens' education. There is the need to provide support and guidance and be ready to assist your child if he or she encounters problems. In high school, other concepts are introduced, more work is assigned, and the expectations are higher than ever. And this does not even take into account the stress that the teen, the youth, are passing through. With all the pressures piled onto today's teenagers, it's no surprise that some start to get in trouble with their schoolwork. Some may even fall behind and fall into a pattern of poor test grades, incomplete homework, and failing grades. While parents cannot force their children to do their work, parents can offer a little extra support to help them get their work done. With your help as a parent, he or she should be able to catch back up on his homework before he falls behind too much. Bringing up any difficult subject with your teen can feel uncomfortable, and your child may likely not respond well to a lengthy lecture or too many direct questions. But having a conversation with your teen about difficult issues is not something you should shy away from as a parent. Even when it looks like they are not listening, you as the parent are the most influential person in their life. It is important to lay a strong foundation before the window of opportunity closes. A good way to strike up a conversation about drug or other uncomfortable situations is to ask questions like, do you think this is a big issue at your school? Then, listen to what your child has to say. Then, as a parent, try not to be judgmental, but make your expectations and opinions clear. It is important that your child understands that you don't condone certain behaviors and that they know the consequences of breaking your rules. And as the youth, it is very important to bridge up the gap between the inequality being experienced in the society, be it the social inequality, educational inequality, economic inequality, as these are linked together. The youth has more to do in this because, like, the youth need to get certain education so as to bridge the gap of the educational inequality and move on the ladder of your social class, so as to bridge the gap for your social inequality, which will lead you to have a more sustainable economic life in the nearest future. Anyone from anywhere can achieve their dreams through hard work and believing in themselves. Look for organizations like NHEG that promotes growth through volunteering. The New Heights Educational Group promotes literacy for children and adults by offering a range of student support services for their educational needs. Such services include assisting families in the selection of schools, organization of educational activities, and acquisition of materials. The NHEG also promotes a healthy learning environment and enrichment programs for families of preschool and school-age children, including children with special needs. And here is where I'll be ending today's show. You can reach me by email at olaniyot@newheighteducational.org. That is OLANIYANT @newheighteducational.org. Don't forget to check out our previous editions of radio show on radio.newheightseducation.org. Be sure to join me next Friday as I discuss another issue youths are facing. Remember, a troubled youth is a troubled adult. Have a great week.
We hope you enjoyed today's show. Don't forget to rate us and follow us on your podcast player. Check out our show page, radio.newheightseducation.org, for monthly announcements and other happenings.